Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas have gotten past the initial shock of last week's awful events, mass shootings that took a combined 31 lives and injured dozens of others. Now the focus is on healing. First, we'll hear from NPR's Bobby Allen, who visited a church service in Dayton.
Dozens of residents poured into the McKinley United Methodist Church, among them Dayton native Raymond Hummins. He was there, like many others, grasping for comfort from each other, from their faith.
Those like-minded individuals that want answers, to feel better, and to think that there's something higher that's guiding us through these tragedies.
The tragedies are unspeakable, and that was on display. Many here still have a hard time understanding what happened. There's still a lot of pain. People who didn't even know the victims are reciting their stories. Bishop Emma White stood in front of a row of crosses bearing the names of the victims in the city's Oregon district, where the shooting happened. On one of the crosses is the name of 27-year-old mother of two, Lois Oglesby. She was one of the nine people killed.
I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother, and I feel so sad for her. I feel so sad for the entire family. That's why we're down here. Feel sorry for all of them.
She's not the only faith leader extending empathy. Peter Matthews, pastor of McKinley United, says he's been meeting one-on-one with many of his congregants, even those who weren't at the scene.
People are already experiencing PTSD of an unimaginable array, because once it takes place, you're always mindful of not only could it be me, but it could have been my loved one.
That can be a paralyzing feeling, but Congregant Hummins says it's not a permanent state. He says what he and his city need to move on is simple.
Just time. Time, prayer. Tomorrow will get better. Understanding of why, how can we prevent it? But just day by day, we're going to get better. We're going to get better.
That's the hope in El Paso, to get better. But for now, people here still need to mourn. I'm Vanessa Romo, standing where a makeshift memorial, several hundred yards from what's still an active crime scene, stretches nearly the length of a football field. Below the towering Walmart sign and heaps of flowers and candles and now sagging Mylar balloons is Alice Gardia, crying softly against her wife's shoulder. It's the first time she's been able to bring herself to the site where thousands of El Pasoans come every day to honor the 22 victims killed more than a week ago.
There's no greater way that I can help others than by sharing in their pain. I can't stop the hate. And maybe I thought that coming would give me an answer. And I don't have an answer.
Gardia's a counselor at Manuel Puentes Middle School, where several of the young girls who were selling lemonade outside the store on the day of the shooting go to school. She says she's been struggling all week to keep it together for the sake of her students. But here, she says,
it's now hitting me as grief, because I can't grieve in front of my kids.
But it's not just the children and the victims she's thinking about. Gardia and many others here say part of the healing process is praying for the person who unleashed the pain in the first place, the shooter.
If we as a city had known how broken you were, we would have embraced you. We would have changed your mentality about immigration and Mexicans, and we would have taken you in.
Jaime Solis is standing near 22 heart-shaped tiles and one of probably 1,000 stuffed teddy bears against the chain-link fence. It's his fourth visit to the memorial.
To me, it's like good therapy.
Like in Dayton, he says people here are reliving trauma.
Because everybody here, in some form or another, is feeling some sort of PTSD.
There's a gnawing feeling of dread in his body that this will happen again somewhere. But each time he stands here near the flickering candles and praying families, he says there's a loosening in his heart, some small bit of peace. Vanessa Romo, NPR News, El Paso.